We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
2020 Sports on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, 7:24. In 1 second, I'm bringing out Ross Tucker. I just want to mention this now because we're going to be talking to Bill Matz in a few minutes. Bill Matz, a great guy. Amazing hockey talent.
Yes.
In fact, he's great at talk radio. You're very good, Bill.
Well, thank you, Angela.
And you're a very good guy because you're agreeing to this because he has a big wedding in 10 days.
Yeah.
And he's scruffy looking, all right?
Yeah.
He has a scruffy. Mitch, doesn't he have a scruffy look to him?
Yeah, it's getting edged to him.
Well, what we're going to do is we are going to make you over like they do at all these midday women's shows and stuff, Al. They have a lot of those shows where they do the makeover. We're going to do one here with Bill Matz.
I hope it's a major overhaul.
But here's the thing.
It's
the
a big
guy,
undertaking.
He's the best man, and the guy, the groom, wants you to clean it up, right?
Yeah, he actually texted Ava.
Yeah.
And wondered what I was going to be doing with my hair for his wedding.
He was concerned because he got very long hair. Here's what we're going to do. And I'm asking for some class here. We are placing on both Twitter and Facebook several photographs of Bill Matz.
Okay. And that's where you go for class.
To get public input into how we can improve his overall look.
Oh, good.
All
just
right.
Turn
and
around.
What we're going to do. Mitch. Did I just say we weren't doing that?
It was class.
That was not classy.
It could have been worse.
Rude. So anyway, we're going to do that, and then we'll even get some early feedback when we bring him in to go through this, because we're going to fix Bill Matz.
Oh, okay. I think he's perfect.
Maybe he'll end up looking like
I've
a clean.
And I want this known. Ava said he's perfect the way he is.
He is.
Right? That's your man.
Yeah.
Maybe make him look like some really cool Ivy League guy.
Maybe he goes preppy. Am I going preppy?
Like
Ross Tucker?
Yeah, maybe like that.
Oh, Ross is on the line with us right now.
Kind of cool socks and stuff.
Football expert, the great Ross Tucker. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, what's up, man?
Would you ever allow us to give you a makeover, Ross?
Who's giving me the makeover?
We would open it up to the public. They would offer views on ways to fix you.
Construction companies.
And then we would get free deals for you.
I get a little bit nervous of trying to mess with perfection. My major concern is that you'd be setting up the person doing the makeover to fail. I mean, it can only go down from here.
All right, Russ, we're having fun today because we don't want to deal with the reality of our situation. Howie Roseman whiffed on Jalen Ramsey. How big a deal is that?
And I look at it very differently. I think it's awesome for the Eagles that they didn't give up that much for Jalen Ramsey. Awesome.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Angelo, two first-round picks and a fourth-round pick. And by the way, they didn't give him a new contract yet.
No.
That's like giving Jalen Ramsey and his agent a blank checkbook. This is a guy that just faked a back injury for 2 weeks and didn't play with a fake back injury. As soon as he got this trade, everybody's like, oh, his back will be fine now. Do you really want to bring a guy to Philly that just faked a back injury for 2 weeks to not play and give him a blank check because you trade 2 ones and a four for a guy? You can't let him go. You have to sign him to a long-term deal. I just don't think – first of all, I don't think the Eagles would have given up that much draft compensation, but I can almost assure you, Angelo, that they would not have done the deal without already agreeing to a contract with Jalen Ramsey and his agent, because Howie's too smart for that. You don't give them a blank checkbook. And my guess is the Jags were ready to move. They didn't want to have to deal with the team negotiating a new deal with Ramsey. The Rams said, okay, we won't negotiate. We'll just do the trade anyway. And the Eagles said, we're out. And I love it. And it's interesting timing, by the way, Angelo, because I know everybody, all Eagles fans, wanted Ramsey and the big splash or whatever. It's interesting timing because we got Bryce Harper, and I'm glad we got Bryce Harper, but the Washington Nationals are going to the World Series. So my point is sometimes it's the moves you don't make, and everybody in Washington was upset that they didn't bring Bryce Harper back, and yet they're in the World Series. So funny things happen. The other thing, Angelo, in all sincerity, you know, I'm not sure this would have been a great move for the Eagles this year. Like, if they get Jalen Ramsey, are they better than the Niners, Seahawks, Packers?
Oh, no, I should just watch what I watched in Minnesota for the next 10 weeks? Is that what you want me to do? Did you see how that secondary was destroyed against Kirk Cousins and Diggs and Thielen? You really want to see more of that, Ross?
So here's two things. We got two options now.
Yeah.
They might be able to make a trade for Patrick Peterson.
Hurry up.
And then number two, the reinforcements are coming. They're getting Jalen Mills back.
Those guys stink, too.
They're getting Cravon LeBlanc back. They're getting Darby back. I mean, all these guys that stink are the guys that won him a Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Darby would not be the reason.
I don't want to make this personal, Ross, but after doing the preseason for the Eagles, you're starting to sound like a member of the front office yourself.
Here we go.
Not at all. Not at all.
Come on, Ross. They can't let that. Did you watch this secondary this season? They're awful. Awful.
Well, I would say the two disappointing aspects of it are that, you know, we could talk about Craig James and Scandrick and these guys and all the injuries, but what's concerning to me is that Rasul Douglas and Sidney Jones, like, these are supposed to be their guys.
Oh, they're awful.
You know what I mean? Like, that is the concern. And they're in year three.
Yep.
So these are not, like, young guys. They're not injured. So that's a legitimate concern. And even Malcolm Jenkins, who I love, you know, I respect him saying, well, the second one was my fault. But that doesn't really make me feel better.
No.
And I said this with Joe and John yesterday on the midday show. I guess I'm surprised that Schwartz ran some of the coverages he ran.
Oh, because, like, you know, he called
if your
them.
Corners aren't playing well, right. Man, I would have had a lot more too deep coverage and make Cousins go the length of the field. Make the Vikings prove they can run it on you rather than just throwing it over your head.
Yeah, we agree something needs to be done beyond Mills and Cravon LeBlanc and all these other stiffs coming back. They need a guy who's good at covering the pass, Ross. This is not complicated. They don't have anyone.
I think that they need to not overpay. You know what you're trying to do right now, Angelo? You're trying to shop hungry.
I'm desperate.
I've done that. Do you have a Costco near you?
Yes.
I go to Costco every once in a while with my wife when I'm hungry.
Yeah.
It's a disaster.
You can have the chicken or the hot dog right in front.
No, that I like. The free samples I'm into. What the disaster is, I get the life-size cheese balls. I get the life-size, like, I get all this crap that I don't eat, I don't really need, but I'm hungry. And so I've got cheese balls for the rest of my life in our pantry. I don't need that. The Eagles cannot shop hungry. Look, the Rams don't have a first-round pick till 2022. Rams made this move, Angelo, not for purely football reasons. The Rams made this move because people in L.A. don't care about football, and they're going in a new stadium next year, and they lost three games in a row, and they need to try to turn it around and try to get a buzz for luxury boxes and club seats. The Eagles don't need to do that. The Rams overpaid, and I'm glad the Eagles didn't do it.
Wow. All right, Russ, I got to get to Dallas. It's Dallas week. It's Wednesday already. How big is this game for the two teams? Analyze the two teams and how important it is to win that game.
It's huge. There's no way around it. I know it's only week 7. I know it's early in the year. I get all that. But you're talking about a Cowboys team that's lost 3 games in a row. And there's already all kinds of talk about Garrett on the hot seat. They lose this game at home, they could really implode. I think for the Eagles, it's probably not quite as big of a game as is for the Cowboys, but it's still a huge game. I mean, they win this. They're 1-0 against the Cowboys, another win in the division, and they've got the lead in the NFC East. Plus, I listened to the WIP morning show, and the coach said they're going to win.
He did. What did you think of that? That wasn't a guarantee, but he tried to backtrack a little bit, but it was a little late to do that when he said, we're going to Dallas and we're going to win.
Well, first of all, you have to know, I love Doug Peterson.
Yep.
I love that guy. From working with him and dealing with him in August, that guy's awesome.
Yep.
I'll say this, as a guy that covers the Eagles, has an affinity for the Eagles, when I heard him say that, I was like, yeah, awesome. Like, that was my reaction. Like, that's how he should feel. That's how the whole team should feel.
Good.
As a guy that played for 5 other teams, including the Cowboys, I think they're already fired up. They already have the motivation, all that stuff. But this is just a little bit more fuel to the fire. It's not as bad as what Zach Brown did last week, in my mind, calling out a player from a player. I mean, it was Doug Peterson showing confidence in his team. There's a big difference between showing confidence in your team and saying, I think we're going to go to Dallas, I think we're going to win the game, and Zach Brown calling out a guy on the other team, saying he's the weak link, and then having that guy totally torch you for 3 hours on a Sunday.
All right, without further ado, since you have set up how big this game is, you get first crack at this, Russ Tucker. Who's going to win that game Sunday?
You know what? This might be the first game all year, Angelo, that the Eagles are actually healthier going into the game overall than the team they're playing. I know the Eagles have a lot of injuries, but I don't think either Cowboys tackle will play. And the big one is I don't think Amari Cooper is going to play in this game. Eagles 24, Cowboys 20.
Wow! You know, you're right. You are perfect. I wouldn't change a thing. Russ, be well, my friend. Be
well. All right, see you guys.
Russ Tucker. Imagine saying that out, saying, how do you mess with perfection?
Oh, yeah, it's a Princeton guy.
Does anyone
guy.
Ever
yeah,
look exactly. in the mirror and say, it doesn't get any better than this. This is perfect.
Here. Yeah, I say that every morning because I know it's not going to get any better.
888-729-9494. We're going to take some calls when we come back. Then we're going to fix Bill Matz. Help us out. Now, remember, when you go to the WIP Morning Show Facebook or Twitter, we are only seeking constructive advice. If you have foolish remarks, keep them to yourself. Thank you. WIP Sports Time 736.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.